time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, May 9th. It's your mother's birthday today.
Oh, look at you remembering.
I did. Well, how can I not? Tomorrow's mine.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday, Mom. Well, we're not going to ask how old she is, but what is her name?
She won't care. Cheryl. Well, Cheryl, but she goes by Sherry.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, Sherry, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
We should call her or something.
We should.
Yeah, we should surprise her. Well, maybe we'll think about it.
We can call her, actually. Yeah? Where is she? You know what? Let me text my father and see where she is, because she might be watching my nephew.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So
and
either
then we
she's
can surprise
on,
her.
And then we can surprise. Oh, this is so exciting. Where is Mom?
And did you call her on Mother's Day?
I did call her on Mother's Day. And I, me and my brothers, we all chipped in and bought her. And actually, we got it for my father, too. But it was like for her and Mother's Day and stuff. Or for her birthday, too. A trip to Florida, because we've been going to Disney World. As you know, we're Disney fanatics, and we've been going since I was two, and we have a timeshare there, and my parents just have been so, like, kind of, you know, obviously the economy and everything and my dad's business, so they've kind of been hunkering down and just spending money on what is needed right now, so they haven't really done anything
like
fun.
Most people today.
Like most people today. So they haven't really done anything fun for themselves, so we bought them airplane tickets to go
to
Florida.
Wow, how cool.
Yeah, so they were really surprised. And
I'm sure.
Was nice. Yeah, so that's what... So they all got together, and then I was obviously not there, and, you know...
Like, you're the ambassador to the West Coast.
I'm like the bad child. I never show up. But yeah, they had a good time, and they called me after, and they were so shocked, and so that was great. So
when are they going? Do you know?
Probably in the summer or the fall, depending on, you know, when they can get away, but probably the sooner the better.
But at least they know now they can go, you know?
Yeah, they're just obsessed.
So they enjoy Disney World, too?
It's the weird... Well? Like, it's so weird. We have... Okay, we used to have one Disney room in our house, Sam. We have about five now, I think. Like, it has spread throughout the house. And I'm not talking, like, stupid, cheap, ugly Disney stuff. I am talking expensive, like furniture and figurines, and I mean, it's done so well, but you're just like, oh my God, what? I remember I used to make out and hook up in my Disney room, and I was always like, I wonder if these guys think it's a little ridiculous that we're hooking up in the Disney room. But that's where Mike, because we couldn't go into my room because it was next to my parents' room. So, like, if I would have boys over, we'd be in the Disney room, and then we'd make out there and hook up and do stuff.
I see. Okay. Well, that's cool. I mean, I think it's really cool that they like Disney.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But they, you know what? They've been going since it opened, so they just, it's like this thing for them. Both of them have. So, you know, it reminds them of their families, and my mom's parents have both passed, and I think that she feels, like, a connection there with her family, and... Mm. You know, so, but it is fun. Like, we used to go on big trips, and it was just ridiculous and fun. And
so your brothers are into it too?
Really? Funny enough, like, all of us are pretty into it. You know, I'm probably...
The Disney family. You guys need to go on the Disney cruise also, you know?
Yeah, you know what? They're not into the Disney cruise.
No.
Because my mom wants to walk around.
Right.
Like, she's a big walker. Like, my parents are both very health conscious, so they need to walk around. So, have you been to Disney?
Not Disney World, I haven't.
Okay.
I'm dying to go.
It is amazing.
Because they say it's nothing like Disneyland here.
Nothing. Yeah. I mean, this is great for the time being, but there is nothing like it.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. It's a whole world.
Yeah.
I mean, everything, even the hotels are amazing.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
But he's not texting me back. I don't know where she is.
Okay,
we'll have
that's
to,
fine. He's probably not listening.
Well,
or not checking his phone. Yeah, but if he's busy, don't bother
him. No, we'll see, and maybe we can call her.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely something we should have thought about before the show.
I'm glad that you thought of it for my mom. I'm glad I didn't even think about it. What a bad daughter I am. Anyway, how was your weekend? What'd you do?
My weekend was good.
You don't want me to ask you, but I want to know.
No, you can ask. That's fine. But I just don't know where I can start, because there wasn't much going on.
Did you do anything?
I didn't even watch the Lakers game, where I know everybody else did.
Oh, I didn't care about the Lakers.
But it just wasn't for me, you know?
The Bulls are doing good.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I've heard. I haven't even watched it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like over after watching Jordan and seeing him win. And yeah. I kind of feel like I can retire from watching. And plus, being in the family that I grew up in, I feel like I can retire from watching basketball for the rest of my life.
Yeah, that's true, huh?
But, I mean, I still enjoy it, but I hate the Lakers. I hate them. I'm sorry.
Why? Because they win all the time?
No, you know what? Good for them, honestly. And I think Kobe is an amazingly talented man. Mm-hmm. I do. I hate his attitude. I think he's just pompous, and I think he's an ass, and I can't stand to watch him. To be honest, I can't stand to watch him.
Really?
Yeah, I don't. It's just he annoys me. Sorry, guys out there, if you're all listening and you all are Kobe fans, you can call and yell at me later.
Yeah, she's talking on a personal level, not on his playing ability.
Yeah, his playing ability. He is so amazing as a basketball player. I just don't. And it has nothing to do with the fact that he raped this woman. I mean, granted, that's not okay. But it has nothing to do with that. It literally has everything to do with, I just think he's pompous. And I feel like he's not a team player. And that's what sucks.
Oh, really?
Like, I feel when I watched Jordan, he was a team player. Like, he was, I'm not saying he didn't have an ego by any means, but I felt like he was more of a team player, and I loved watching him.
Yeah. So how is it that they end up hiring people that are not team players, I guess, if they're really good on their own?
Well, because they're really good.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to draw it in, and if the team isn't coming together, they can still pull it out. You know what I mean?
That's
true, not all the time, but, you know, and you don't necessarily want that because you want a team.
Right.
You know, it takes everybody to
exactly. You
to
know,
win.
And I think teammates would be resentful, too, if someone played like that.
Yeah,
you know,
but how much is he getting? He's getting, like, just stupid money.
I have no idea.
Stupid money.
Yeah.
It's like, what is he going to do? What does he do with all this? I wonder what he does with all this. Does he just sit there and take a bath in it? And he's like, look at all this money I have.
I know. Well, obviously, he's not the only one that has to deal with these issues.
I know.
Of too much money, huh?
Oh, my God. And I was just saying on here, funny enough, today, how the rich don't pay taxes.
Mm.
Or it gives, like, I don't even know that. I'm not going to say
that. No, that's true. That's a known thing where, you know, when you're rich enough to hire good accountants and lawyers and shit, you don't have to pay taxes.
Yeah. And then they come after people like us. Damn.
Right.
Like, I've been audited. Have you ever
been
audited?
For a couple bucks, you know?
Have you ever been audited?
No.
Okay. I've been audited about 4 different times.
Wow.
And it is awful.
Yeah,
like, it is.
I can imagine.
And it's what's so frustrating is you're sitting there like, okay, none of all the stuff that we wrote off, we were allowed to write off. But since we got a lot of money back, usually every year, me and my husband, I haven't been audited since. It was just with my husband.
Right.
And you're just like, why are you wasting your time going after us?
Yeah.
Like these people that make some money, but not a ton, and now you want like $3,000 back.
Right.
It's so asinine to me, and it makes me so angry. But I've been audited 4 different times.
Wow, that sucks, man.
We're actually still going through it.
Really?
Yeah. So I have to talk to Dan.
How much fun that is.
I know it's right, and it's only like it's only like $1,600 that we owe.
Uh-huh.
But I told my husband, I was like, I'm not paying it.
Yeah,
pay
what the
it.
Fuck?
You make more money than me right now, asshole. So
and it's his fault, probably.
Thank you, Sam. You don't even know the story, but thank you for agreeing with me.
I'm
it
sure
was
you did bring it on yourself.
I'm not the conspiracy theorist. I was ready to put it in on time, but he was like, no, let's file another extension.
Yeah.
I feel like if you keep filing extensions and if you're getting all this money back, sure, that's kind of a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll take, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, obviously, it's partly our fault as well, but I didn't do the taxes.
Mm.
He did them.
Yeah.
And now,
well,
look,
there you go. He's responsible.
But guess what? I'm not married to him anymore. So I don't have to worry about it. After this, it's done forever. I can't. And so my next, I'm literally going to have like a checklist. Mm. So my next marriage, I'm going to be like, okay, are you conspiracy theorist? Do you have any kind of indication that you could be? Because if you do, I'm not going to marry.
Do you believe income tax is illegal?
Do you pay, your bills on time? Do you believe in aliens? Do you believe in shapeshifters? Then you're going to be crossed off.
Yeah, that's how you're going to qualify them.
Actually, a friend of mine, we went out last night to go see the Fab Four. I'm all these different stories, but okay. So the Fab Four, I'll get back to it, but it's the Beatles tribute band. So mm-hmm. I went to go see it last night, and I brought a friend of mine with me. And afterwards, we had grabbed a bite to eat. And we started talking about Scientology, and I don't know much about it. Do you know anything about it?
Not
and
much,
to each his own. Hey, you know what? I'm just going to rip on it because I'm on the radio and I can, but I don't care if you're a Scientologist. Good for you. But we were talking about it and he seems to know a lot about it. Mm-hmm. And it's like they believe not in God, but in Xenu, which is like an alien thing. And then they believe that they're all going to go back to this other planet. Mm. And it's not part of our solar system, Sam. So. Yeah. You know,
so it's a science fiction type of religion, huh?
Do you know anything about this?
A little bit. Okay, the Dianetics book and, you know, and all this, like, I know a little bit, but
right.
But I know,
but
this guy started it, L.
Right.
Ron Hubbard or
and
something.
You know, he was a science fiction writer.
Right.
Okay. And he started this on a bet. He started this religion on a bet.
Really?
So we were talking like, we should start a religion. Yeah. What would our religion be? And so we came up with all these really stupid things of what we would start. But I am baffled, mm-hmm. like honestly baffled that people, this is what
they believe in.
Yeah. Like Tom Cruise mm-hmm. and John Travolta and... They believe that they believe in Xenu, and there's all these, I mean, there's so much lingo. I want to really look it up. I'm not going to a class because they're going to suck me in, but I want to look it up because I want to be informed uh-huh. of like what this is about.
Yeah.
But I'm really baffled by it.
Yeah. It sounds pretty interesting, but you know, I mean, just because John Travolta and Tom Cruise go there, you know, I mean, I don't hold them in high regard anyway.
Right. You know, you're not a big fan. Anyway.
So I'm not surprised that they are doing this, you know,
right.
But You have to wonder how desperate somebody is, you know, for sort of direction or to fill a void in their life that they would go after something like that.
Well, if you, there's a lot of actors that are Scientologists mm-hmm. because they prey on actors, like really helping
right.
them and bring up their confidence and also helping with their career.
Right.
And they pay like 30% of their income to this church.
Really?
It
wow,
is
that's a lot of money.
Unbelievable.
Really?
So I'm sorry, all you Scientologists. If I am completely wrong, please call up and you can yell at me. But it's like an obscene amount of money that they pay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just, I can't. Part of me just laughs because I'm like, what? Like, I can't believe in like an alien thing that's going to come down here and take me to another planet where we're going to live in nirvana for the rest of our life. Like, I can't understand it. But then again, I mean, people can look at me and be like, well, you know.
Yeah. People will believe anything, man.
Hey, and you know what? It's interesting. And I like the fact that we can believe what we want to believe mm-hmm. and... Whatever rings true for you, that's great. I don't think that what I believe is for everybody, you know?
Yeah.
But I just find it so... Anyway, it was so fun because we were coming up with all these different things that we were going to start our own religion. And just the most random... We said we were going to trip on acid. And it was like we were just it was the craziest thing, but it was so much fun. They were like, if this is what he did, like... I mean, that's pretty awesome for him to be like, you know what? I think that we're going to follow an alien, and I don't know. It's awesome.
Yeah.
You got to
relax about that.
I'm so excited about it. Can you tell? But I did go see the Beatles tribute band last night.
Yeah. Was it good?
Oh, my God.
Really? Have you seen them before?
Yeah. This is my second time.
Oh, okay.
And it is incredible. They are... I've talked about them on air before.
Mm-hmm.
And they... Okay, so... All of them all their accents, they, and they're not from there. Only the guy that plays George is the only one from Liverpool. The rest are all American.
Americans.
They sound, their speaking voice sounds like him. Their singing voice does. They play guitar like them. Uh-huh. I told you Paul McCartney, the guy that plays Paul McCartney, is actually a right-handed guitar player.
Right.
But he taught himself left-handed.
Right. So you look like him.
Exactly. And it is, they play some from Help. They play, I forget what other album they play there from the early stuff. And then they go into Sgt. Pepper's and then they go into Abbey Road and they change costumes uh-huh. and guitars. And it is remarkable.
Really?
It is so. I highly, highly recommend it to everybody out there. If they come into, they travel mm-hmm. all over the country. If they come into your city, please go see them. Go support. You will not be disappointed. And what was so great is there was kids as young as like 9 there, uh-huh. all the way up to like 80-year-olds.
Really?
People wow. dancing and just. I mean, it was such a blast. And my friend had a great time. He was actually thoroughly impressed with it.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend it.
And what venue do they use? Where was it?
You know the Canyon Club, which is in Agora Hills?
I think so,
okay.
yeah.
Okay. It's actually not a bad venue. It's got, they have a lot of different shows there. But I actually, that's the place I saw them twice. But they will go all over. I think they're in Ontario next. But I don't know. I have to check their schedule. I have to check their schedule. I just think they're absolutely talented, amazing. They all play every instrument.
Yeah.
He took a was it a violin last night? Or a cello. He took a cello.
Uh-huh.
Paul did. And he turned it into a double bass.
Really?
He's so good. all of them are so talented. It just blows my mind. Oh, it makes me happy. I love seeing talent like that. I'm just in awe of it, and I just wish I could be. I wish I could be a Beatle, but you know, that's in another life.
Yeah.
So there was.
So speaking about Paul McCartney, did you hear he's engaged?
What again?
He just got engaged to a 51-year-old, and I think he's like 68 or something.
Wait, I gotta see this.
And she's actually, I think she's a little too old for him. I mean, at 51.
Wait, because he's out how old? 70?
He's 68 or something from what I read. So
engaged to Nancy Chevelle. Who's that?
I don't know who she is. She's out of nowhere. But
hold on.
I guess he needs someone
in
his life.
She looks so familiar. Why?
Yeah? I don't know.
Never heard of her. Why can't I marry him?
You didn't try, maybe?
How do I get a hold of him? You didn't try. Thank you for believing that I could, though. Even if I tried, who knows if he'd want to.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
He's amazing.
Yeah.
She's cute. She doesn't look 51.
No.
You don't think, did you see the picture?
I saw the picture yesterday, yeah.
I don't think she looks 51.
Mm.
Do you think she really loves him? Or do you think she's just like...
I don't know. Maybe she does. How do you know?
I hope
so. Yeah.
No, I just hope so, because that disaster with Heather Mills was like...
Yeah. Oh, I know. She stuck it to him big time. Huh?
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm sure now he's going to get married without a prenup again.
How much did she get? Do you remember?
Like $50 million or something?
Oh, my God.
Is it possible?
She's the one with the fake leg. Is that correct? I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh. Good for her. And she was the model... She was a model, yeah.
She was a model. And she stuck it to him big time, man.
50
See, I can't
million.
Stand women that do that, man.
They're I agree.
Like, you know?
I completely agree. She's at lunch. Okay, so we can't call her right now.
Okay.
She's at lunch with Flo and Kathy. I mean, we could call her on her cell phone, but that's on her cell phone. I don't know if you'd want a landline.
I don't mind.
Okay.
I don't mind at all. But I don't know if we want to bother her with her friends, do we?
Oh, she doesn't care. She would think it's great. She'll talk for like a second. My mom is like the most, so opposite of me, Sam. You might be like, what? Where
really?
Did she come from? I'm more like my father. Yeah. I talk a lot. But she's just so like sweet and nice. We can try her.
Yeah? Okay. So show me the number.
Okay. Let's see.
Just show it to me.
Okay. Well, I got to find it.
Oh, okay.
I don't even
know. So we're going to call Stephanie's mom and congratulate her for her birthday. And,
can you see it?
Here. Okay.
I think she's 56 today.
You see, folks, this is something we're supposed to do before the show.
Improv. This is why live shows are good. Because this kind of stuff happens.
Yeah. Here we go. Here's your phone. Okay. And let's call her.
I hope she answers.
Yeah, she may not recognize the number and not answer it, huh?
She might, though.
Yeah. Cheryl, right?
Cheryl, yeah.
Okay. Or Sherry.
Sherry.
Yeah.
Sherry. Oh, come Come on.
He's probably, I don't know this number. Leave me alone.
Come on.
Okay, she's probably not going to answer. That's good. Well, right. You know, maybe maybe tomorrow you can tell her that we're going to call her or something.
And we'll do a birthday call late.
Maybe we'll try again right before the end of the show or something.
Okay. Maybe she's just in conversation. It's so important. She can't break away. But yeah. She's with her friends, and they probably took her out for her birthday. It's so cute.
Yeah.
So cute. I think about that when I'm older, and I'm like, you know.
Yeah, all the yentas sitting together having coffee in the middle of the day.
Gossiping. You know how women are. We have to get together and gossip.
Yeah.
I don't think that's not possible for women, honestly.
No.
We just always have to gossip.
Yeah. Well, because women connect through relationships, you know, it's
an emotional connection.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Men don't give a shit, you know.
But, not at all.
They sort of like befriend each other around like a special interest, specific interest or something, you know.
But you
like,
know what's funny though, there's a couple friends of mine that talk a lot.
Right.
I'm not gonna mention any names.
Uh-huh.
I love them dearly.
Right. Women.
Women. Yes. Okay. Sorry. And they're so specific and to the point where I find myself like I pull the phone away from my ear and I'm like I can't even listen anymore.
Right.
And then I think, is this how guys feel with most women? Because they're just like, they just take the phone away and they're like, oh dear God, kill me. I don't need to know every detail. So I've caught myself I tried her. She didn't answer my call. Okay. Mm-hmm. She's obviously ignoring. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, it's funny because I become the guy sometimes when I talk to certain girlfriends of mine because I'm like, I don't need to know every detail. Just cut to, hey, so I arrived at the dinner where I'm going to meet this guy. I don't need to know. I was driving 42 miles per hour and I passed a green car on the way that, like, I don't need to know this.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. I actually find myself sometimes talking to certain friends of mine
really?
That talk that much that I'm like,
yeah.
I can't do
this.
It's
like cut to the chase, get to the point.
That's it. That's all I need to know. Maybe it's because I've gotten older and I'm like, I don't need to do this. But it is baffling to me how much women can talk sometimes. I really do in that sense. Like, I know I love talk, but I feel for men.
Yeah.
I do.
Oh, well, you know.
Men are just so like, they don't.
Yeah, they don't give a shit, really. But we're talking about women here, and there's an article called Do Women Like Porn As Much As Men? And this is pretty interesting.
Yes.
There's some facts about it, I guess, that have been observed. So they're saying that more couples are enjoying porn together, with women often taking the lead in choosing the material.
Who'd they ask? I love this. Where'd you...
Yeah.
You saw that on CNN.
I don't know who they were asking. More women are using porn to get themselves in the mood for sex or to enjoy their sexuality on their own. Wow. Mm. That's pretty interesting.
That's good.
Yeah. Do you watch porn sometimes? I think I asked you that,
right? I do.
Yeah.
I like porn.
Yeah, porn is good.
I do. I like strip clubs, though, too.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. It's because it's dirty. That's why I like it. I mean, I'm being honest.
Yeah.
It's just because it's dirty.
Yeah.
That turns me on.
It brings out a certain animal
in
you.
Hell yeah. It's nice to have both sides, you know? You got to mix it up.
Yeah.
I think men can appreciate that.
That's
it can't just
cool.
be one way all the time and be like, you know.
No,
just, like,
you got to experiment everything, you know?
Hell
explore.
Yeah. You have no... It is about exploration, and you got to be with somebody that is willing to explore with you.
Right.
And it's not about, you know, like, I'm very okay with my sexuality. I'm okay about trying things. Is there somebody here? Hello. I think he wants to come into our
station. Oh,
well,
he's...
No, I know. He was just looking
in
here.
Why is he letting him walk around?
But I'm okay with exploring different things, and I like trying everything, but... It's not like, you know, you got to have that kind of relationship with your partner to say, to talk to them about it and try different things.
Right.
Without them feeling insecure or thinking that they're doing something wrong.
Right.
Or they're
exactly.
not satisfying you. Because it's
And a lot of women tend to think that's why men watch porn.
A lot of women do.
Yeah.
But you got to communicate. If you guys have certain fantasies, mm-hmm. try things. Do it. Talk to each other.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, and you try it and it's terrible... Then you don't do it again.
Yeah.
Then you try something else.
Although they say, you know, the cheering fantasies is not necessarily the right thing to do, you know what I mean? Because you can make the, your partner can get very jealous, you know?
Sure.
And, you know, so...
Again, it is about the communication and somebody being secure with themselves to say, hey, like, this person loves me enough to share intimate details and things that they want to try and do with me.
Right.
Like, they should take that as a compliment. I would see it that way.
Yeah.
You know?
You see, men are not like that. It's not like with you. It's like with any woman. Just give...
Women are so sensitive. you say that, you know, that they look like... Oh, wow, that shirt looks really flattering. And all I hear is, oh, my God, you think I'm fat? Like, it is unbelievable what we hear sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, women just have a tendency to just switch things around. It's really incredible.
That's true, yeah.
It's
well,
really
we have
incredible.
Different perspective on things, I guess. I don't know.
Which I think is awesome.
Yeah.
I really do. I appreciate men's perspectives, and I appreciate women's.
Yeah.
And maybe because I've been with both, I see now, but...
Yeah, you can see the difference because you experiment.
God.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Experiencing both.
Do you watch porn?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not with my wife. I mean, that's something that I can't share. I could never share that with any. Actually, I think I have before, but I'm not comfortable with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You just like it for you.
Yeah, because it's always been like something that I did, you know? So
that's good.
To share it with someone is just not, you know.
That's great.
And I don't want them to know what I like, what I don't like. But I'm pretty straightforward in my sexuality. You know, I used to experiment a lot when I was younger, but I've become pretty conservative in my old age.
Right.
You know?
Good for you, Sam, as long as you know what you like.
Yeah, you know.
Hey, and if it works for you and you like to, you know, you like porn for yourself, then good for you.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
They're also saying that more women are using porn to learn new sexual techniques or to explore sexually adventurous situations.
Ooh.
So that's pretty cool too. You know, I guess women want to learn techniques, they go to porn. Good idea.
Wait a second. A minority of women do watch visual porn. Based on analysis of user profiles on a porn website, these ladies tend to be more socially aggressive, comfortable taking risks, and open to bisexual experiences. Well, yeah, I would say most women, I think, can be bisexual, honestly. I feel like almost every woman is.
Yeah.
I do.
Except a lot of them would deny any interest in women, you know?
Yeah. But until they're drunk.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I don't deny. And then
out,
it's like, oh, you've been with women? I'm like, okay, you know what? Leave me alone. I'm not into it. Leave me alone. It's so funny, but it's really true. Like women, I feel, but that's just, I'm generalizing here, and women can deny it. That's fine. You can argue with me. I don't care. But you know, that's what I think.
Yeah.
Men, it's a little bit different. I mean, that's.
It's a lot different.
But I feel it's so funny. I actually had to do an interview for this magazine, Frontiers magazine, for Rose, which I'm going to plug. I'm going to plug it right now as I'm talking about it.
Except you're doing a million things at once.
It's hard. You're like, hurry it up.
Are you checking the text message?
No, this is, on here. Sam, I love you. No, I'm just going to check my text before I talk about it. No, because my director was telling me about it. So I told you... everybody out there that I star in a web series called Rose by Any Other Name, and it's on Facebook, and it was on YouTube, but now it's on a site that you can go rent the first season. So our second season, I guess, starts June 1st, but go to the website at Rose Season 1. I'll have to post this because this is a lot. RoseSeason1.filmbinder.com, and you can rent it there, and I think you can also buy it. But I'll post it on our Facebook page.
You guys should definitely watch it. I saw the first episode. It was pretty good.
Thanks, Sam.
If you like Stephanie and you want to see her.
You've only seen one. When you see more, then you could be honest. But it's only 5 to 8 minutes, so all you're really wasting is 5 minutes of your like, yeah. Really.
You know what? But, we'll put the link on our page on Facebook.
And then you guys
And by the way,
it.
Guys, we just started a new page. So you guys got to go there and and find us, Sam and Stephanie, in the morning. And
yeah, it's a lot of fun. You guys can talk to us.
Join us and we'll give you some topics we don't talk about on the air.
And we actually answer.
Yeah.
It's really Sam and I that answer. It's nobody else doing it.
I don't know. We answer?
Okay. You know what? You did. Okay, I'm going to give Sam credit here. Sam was doing most of the answering when he first started it, but then he brought it to my attention that I was slacking and I wasn't answering, and then I got on it.
Yeah,
so there we
you
go.
Gotta get
so
it,
thank you.
Gotta be busy on Facebook.
But to bring this back around of why I brought this up, I was doing this interview for Frontiers magazine, which is a, I think it's a gay magazine. Really great. And they asked me, one of the questions was, I'm going to paraphrase here because I don't remember exactly, but it's about what pressures do women face coming out about bisexuality? And obviously there's pressures with people that are being, the people that are gay and bisexual. And I feel like it's not just women that have the pressure. I mean, I feel actually like it's a little bit harder for men.
Right.
To say that they're bisexual.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I mean, obviously it's not acceptable.
I'd say that I've been with women and you're like, really? Tell me all about it.
Yeah. Well, a guy that's been with a man is gay, you know? I mean,
that's what, is that really what you feel?
Well, yeah. I mean,
so you feel, and I'm asking you this honestly, so you feel if a guy has been with another guy, he's gay?
Well, yeah, that's what they say, you know?
Even
I don't know, but I guess if he likes women too, then he's not really gay. I mean, he's gay and straight at the same time, which is bisexual. You know?
Right. Yeah. But I have a friend who is bi, and he, I was, when I first met him, I was like, there's no way. He's gay. That's it. Like, I was so narrow-minded about it. Like, I thought that women could be, but I was, and I'm admitting this honestly, I was like, if a man's with a man, he's gay. That's
it. Right.
But when I met my friend, I was like, after I got to know him, I go, he's absolutely bi. 100%.
Really? Yeah.
And I really do think that there are guys that are bi.
Yeah.
It's a little, like, not still accepted.
Yeah.
But
he doesn't go like, ooh, when he sees a vagina or something like a gay man would.
I know, like gay men, they do that, actually. No, he loves women.
Yeah.
And then he loves men, but in a physical way.
Right.
He likes...
Yeah, like he wouldn't get into relationships with him.
But. My dad writes he's gay. Gay pops. Everybody's... And it's so funny because I have a girlfriend, and I won't name names right now, but she believes that men can't be bisexual either, but she's gay, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, come on.
Yeah.
But I just feel like, you know what? I was very narrow-minded about it I was very ignorant about it.
Right.
But after knowing him, he's absolutely bi, and men can be. So I filled out a thing saying, I actually think it's harder for men to come out, but I feel like equally there's pressures in this world with everything. But people, it's what's so hard is people can't understand the wanting of both. Mm-hmm. And that's where there's no acceptance.
Yeah. I think most people maybe are like bisexual, you know, both men and women, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
I've heard it somewhere. I don't know. But it seems to, I don't know. I don't know.
You have
know,
no desire,
society,
do you?
No, not really. Yeah. No. And I would die if I was stuck in prison, man. I would fucking die. That's why I fear prison so much.
I think, though, it's like you just have to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I think you would get killed or have to have sex. Like, I think that's just what it is.
Yeah.
Which is so disturbing.
I know.
But it's like, are those guys gay or are they just horny and they need to have sex?
Yeah, they're probably horny, but I'm sure they would get... They would go, I mean, yeah, by their actions, they're gay, you know, even if they don't want to. But, yeah, that's a good question, you know. I mean, are you gay if you have sex because you can't have a woman, you know?
Right.
Like, you would do it with a woman, but since there's no one around.
You have sex with a guy, are you gay?
Are you gay? I think so.
You're going to say yes, absolutely.
Well, yeah, because a guy is like, you know, having sex with another guy. That's what being gay is about, you know?
I know, but it's like... Could you, okay.
But it is a lifestyle, too. I have to, you know, I have to agree with your, you know, it is a lifestyle. It's not just about the sex for gay people, you know. Yeah, it's about, you know, being able to connect as well and so forth.
Oh, absolutely. So, absolutely. I don't know, though, because if I was a guy and I was stuck in prison and I needed, because guys are obviously more physical.
Right.
And you need to have sex or you're celibate. Like, could you even could you do that? I mean, that's like...
I don't know. Maybe the scholar can answer this question. We got a caller
here.
All right. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, is this Cameron?
No, this is not Cameron. You're calling into a radio show. And, did you know that?
Okay, I guess I was given this number to make contact with you guys on Friday night from the film festival for Nick Kai.
Yeah, no, you're going to have to contact Cameron direct. Okay. Get on the website, go under Contact Us, and then you can send an email to me, and I'll put you together with him. Okay?
I think I have his cell phone number from this card. There's something else written on here.
Okay.
I called the wrong
number. Yeah, obviously.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
I was so excited to talk about this.
Yeah. I know. I was going to ask you. So what do you think about men with men?
I totally was going to say, so what do you think about bisexuality? Who cares that you're trying to find Cameron? I want to know what you feel about bisexuality.
Yeah. People do that all the time. I don't know what it is, you know?
That's so funny.
I mean, you go on the website. It says listen live, and then it has a call-in number, and they call it. I don't know what the hell the problem is. But.
Well, I even had a hard time with it. And I know how our website is. Yeah. But I didn't see the channel 1, channel 2. So I was like, what number 2? I am retarded, though. I'm a little retarded. So.
Oh, man. But. So, I think if, I think it's more than just sex. I think it's a lifestyle. And in that case... maybe there are men that like to have sex with other men, but they don't necessarily want to be in relationships with them, you know.
Which is what my friend is. He only has relationships with women.
Right.
And he has sex with men.
Right.
But he doesn't.
Have you ever been in bed with a bi guy?
No.
No.
No, I have not.
Yeah.
I have not.
Like if you were with two men and you in the same room, you know, that would be kind of.
That'd be hot.
Strange. Yeah, you'd like that?
Oh, yeah.
Each other in front of you?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'd be turned on by it. I think I would.
Yeah.
But
sex is sex for you, right? We got another call. Let's see. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
It's Cecile.
Cecile, how you doing, Cecile?
I am good. I feel like I have to call in because this is my subject.
Yeah, you had to contribute. Well, that's good. We appreciate that. So.
Well, I talked about her, and I didn't say her name.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you wanted me to say your name.
Well, we don't know that you talked about her. Yeah.
Well, she just texted me. Well, I can say. Go ahead, C.
Here's my whole theory on gayness. Uh-huh. I think that gayness happened because men were tired of women telling them they had a headache, so they decided, hey, I'll just go and have sex with a guy because guys always want to have sex. So they went and did their thing, and then women were like, hey, I don't want to have sex all the time, so I'll just go with a woman because she knows that I don't want to have sex all the time.
Right.
And that's why gay guys are always having sex, and women just, like, couple up and then disappear and never have sex again, and then they become best friends.
That's true, yeah. That's the advantage that gay guys have is that they can have sex anywhere.
All the time.
Yeah, and totally anonymous sex.
All the time.
Because they're still men, you know?
And you know what? My dad, you are retarded. How am I retarded, Dad? You're a jerk.
You don't call your daughter that. Even if you feel it.
I know. Thanks, Pops. No, but there's a lot of guys. Sorry, C, to cut you off really quick, but there's a lot of guys that I know that are in relationships and long-term relationships that don't have sex anymore with each other, but they're emotionally
connected,
right. But then they go elsewhere.
Wow.
A lot of people.
Yeah. Whereas women are together, don't have sex with anyone. And are still in a relationship.
Right, yeah.
And don't have sex with each other, but then they're still in a relationship.
Lesbian deathbed.
Right. So Celeste, I mean...
Celeste, Cecile.
Cecile. Sounds the same.
Oh, you know what, Sam? You're going to be deleted as my friend, I think.
Just call her C. It's easier. Just C. Call her C.
Yeah. Well, Cecile, I can say that. It's just that, I was thinking C, L, sounds the same.
It's okay. You can call me whatever you want. Okay. I'll just
answer. Okay, so Celeste...
You just did it again.
I know, but this time I did it on purpose. Because you said, call me anything you want.
There we go.
So, now, were you always gay? I mean, were you always a lesbian, or did you ever try it with men in your life?
I tried men, but I was always gay. I just tried men because they kept telling, you know, society keeps saying, like, oh, you have to have sex with men. And everybody around me was always saying how great it was. I was like, there's nothing great about this. I'm
right. They're too gross
and
for me, too hairy.
I tried a man and a woman when I was 16, so I know. Like, when I was with a guy, I was thinking, oh, my God, this is disgusting. It's so bad. Like, what if my dad was to see me right now? And when I was with a girl, I'm like, when are we doing this again? It was just amazing.
What if my dad was to see me? That's a little
maybe
disturbing.
It just has to do with the
upgrade. I know, but that was, you know, this is exactly what was going through my head. I was like, oh, my God, this is terrible. It's so bad. Like, this is a bad act. I should not be doing this. With the woman, I was like, when am I doing this again?
Yeah. So, I mean, but so this may have something to do with your upbringing, you know? I mean, do you, but no?
No, because even when I was a kid, like when I was in kindergarten, I loved my teacher. I was in love with her. I would go there and just, I loved her.
Wow.
I've always loved women. I think women are the most beautiful thing that ever walked this earth.
Absolutely. I have to agree.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Funny.
Well, we'll have to share a woman sometime, Cecile.
And on the whole bi thing,
yes, please.
Enlighten
us. If
a guy has sex with a guy, I think most of the time they're just gay. And the whole bi thing is just because they can't really come out of the closet. But wait, don't.
Okay.
Wait. So then. And you always have the exception to the rule. So, of course, there's going to be some guys that are equally maybe liking men and women. But most of the time, my whole theory there is, like, a woman can sleep with a woman, and it's kind of non-invasive and kind of like you're just having
it's
sex
sexy.
With yourself.
It's sexy.
But for a guy to have sex with a guy, it's a big stretch because it's going to be invasive somehow. You know?
That's like, true, yeah.
Well, I just don't – I think, with women, they're sexy – so it's hot that two women are together. With
right.
men, they're not sexy.
No, they're just gross and hairy and sweaty.
Not just that, but it's like, it's more like women are already more cuddly. We all always kiss. We're always like touching each other already. So it's, you know, it's easy to just like have sex.
Yeah.
With guys, they're like, hey, what's up? You know, they're like bump the shoulder, bump the fist. From there to having, you know, something up to, you know, the big sex.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, also, you got to admit that you haven't been with that many men, so you don't really know.
You don't know how many men I've been with.
Oh, really? Okay, well, I didn't realize that. I thought you just experimented once or twice.
She's been with a few.
I don't know how
many. I've probably been with more men than you, Sam.
Yeah, I would imagine. I hope so.
I think I'm more of an expert than you on that part. But, you know.
Yeah, no, that's true, I guess. But, Yeah, I guess I'm viewing this from my perspective, but you're right. I mean, there could be, you know, many men that are like that. And but, yeah, I mean, men definitely are more focused on the act. And, you know, but I know that, you know, men will cuddle also, you know, so
they,
I don't think.
Yeah, they're
right. When do they cuddle?
Okay, no. I can honestly say this. I do know somebody, I'm not going to name names, that is a big cuddler and would rather cuddle than have sex.
Oh,
and
really?
He's gay.
But he's probably gay.
Oh, he's
but
gay.
He's gay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Oh, we're talking about straight men? Are we talking about
that's
straight men?
That's my point.
Okay, we're talking about straight men. Okay, sorry.
That's true. That was her point.
Okay. That's true. Do I need to call in and straighten? Oh, my God, Dad. He's yelling at us to call in. No, Dad, I don't want you to call in and talk about you.
Yeah.
What you think of bisexuality.
So, Cecile, how long have you and Stephanie known each other?
It was a year recently. We had our anniversary recently.
Oh,
so got it, but it's fine.
She
wow, how
remembers
cool.
the date of when we met. And
really?
Like she's like, do you remember when we met? I'm like, no, I don't remember any of it. I didn't even remember my wedding anniversary.
Right.
But about over a year.
Really?
We've
so were you guys in a relationship or just friendship?
No, friendship.
Oh, that's
from
cool.
From the moment we met.
That's
besties.
Cool. Yeah.
She's awesome.
Sounds good. Well, I know you sound awesome, and maybe you should come in sometime.
I know. When are you coming in,
Yeah, Celeste will be coming in soon. Cecile might just not show up.
Okay, you can come in whenever.
Yeah.
Whenever you want, girl.
I'll try to make it. You know, I got to wake up and put clothes on and do all that stuff.
Okay. No, you don't have to put clothes on. Sam doesn't mind.
Exactly. Neither does Stephanie, that matter.
Yeah, I actually like the cover up. I'm not like Steph. I don't like everything on display.
Ooh. You little bitch. What is that supposed to mean?
You know it's true.
You're such a bitch.
Yeah.
I can't believe. I don't mind it.
I love it. You know, I get mad when people tell me.
You know what?
Let me just say this.
Let me just say this. Okay. Growing up, I didn't really have boobs. Thanks, Mom. And I'm going to blame it on her. And then all of a sudden my boobs grew and I was like, oh, these are awesome.
Yeah, let's show
them. I'm
going to
display them because I'm proud of them.
Nobody's complaining, though.
Well, apparently
you are. I don't
know
why you're defending yourself. I think it's great.
All right. Well, as long as you think it's great.
I love your boobs on display.
Sure.
Woohoo! I love them, too.
I get sad when you cover up.
Well, I'm covered up today, right, Sammy?
Yeah, she's covered up today. No bra. I mean, no visible bra, that is.
I have my one-shouldered shirt on today,
yeah.
Just so you all know.
No, I'm sure. It's just that thing you have that looks like a lingerie, you know?
That's the one I gave her.
You gave her that.
Yeah,
it's very sexy, that thing.
She worked at a lingerie company. She's, yeah. I mean, she fitted bras on women for a living. She loved
it. I'm sure. God damn it.
Sam's
you guys
best.
Get the best.
you know what, Sam, though? The funny thing about the story is that it's not as glamorous as you think.
I know.
The only women who always want to be naked in front of you are the ones with hair in places you never want to see. I'm like, why do you have hair there? And then she's like, I want to try the panties. I'm like, no, you don't need the panties. Trust me. This is good.
Oh, God, I can't imagine. I would not want to see that ever.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's
the
cool
pretty system. Ones never want to be naked in front of you. The, you know, nasty ones, yeah.
I'm not true. I'm okay with public nudity.
Yeah.
But I also was a dancer, so I think dancers are a little bit more okay with it. I'm not a stripper. I was not a stripper, guys, out there.
Not that kind of a dancer.
Not that kind of dancer. But when I grew up going to competitions and stuff, and we would literally... We'd do so many routines at competitions that a lot of times we would just change like on the sidelines there. I mean, like people would like stand like
really?
One person here, one person there, and you'd be changing. Like
yeah.
So I was always okay with just like change wherever.
Yeah.
If I'm, you know, and when you're a dancer, we wore like the skimpiest outfits.
Mm-hmm.
So half our bodies were showing.
Right.
So it was like, for me, it just doesn't matter.
Right.
But I'm okay with it. Just so you all know, I'm okay with it.
Now, how can you both, like, know each other and that without having any sex or anything? I mean, you're both into women, you know, but this was just a friendship type of a thing, right?
Yeah.
From the beginning, yeah. Wow, that's pretty cool. You see, women can do that. Men can't.
Some men can't. Well, no, I shouldn't say that.
Like, be friend with a woman and not, you know,
well,
do it.
Yeah, I mean,
it
depends.
It's a dick in a glass. It's just a matter of time before they want it.
No, it's. I mean, I don't know. I mean, well, I do have some guy friends that I've never been with.
Mm. Yeah.
But
that's true.
Shut up, C. I hate her. I don't need any comments from you right now.
I didn't say
you
anything.
Laughed.
Did you hear anything from me? From
no.
Celeste? Celeste didn't say anything. Cecile might have, but Celeste didn't say anything.
Okay, well, I do have some guy friends that I haven't slept with.
That's right. Okay.
So,
all right, well.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
Cecile, yeah, thanks for chiming in on this, and you definitely enlightened us a little bit. But we'll have to go with you and say that if a guy has sex with another guy, he's gay.
Yep.
No, I disagree.
There's the exception to the rule, but most guys, just girls could be more bi and curious.
Right.
Guys generally, if
absolutely.
You really want to have a penis, you know what, then... You're probably more gay than you think you are.
Right, yeah.
I will say, yes, women are more bi-curious, but I think that, I mean, there's actually, really quickly before you hang up, because I know we have to go, but I have a friend who's gay, and he hooks up with a ton of straight guys, and these guys have girlfriends.
Wow.
I mean, a
They're
ton.
They're not straight. They're
okay.
not straight.
You
All
know what?
The guys that he's hooking up with are not straight.
Maybe customers. He's
They're
experimenting.
Married because they have
No, they're not
society.
Married. Like, have girlfriends. I mean, maybe.
Well, yeah, but
maybe they're just going to try it. All right, we can fight about this later. We can fight about this later. I'll call you after. I'll call you after. We can fight about it. I know we have. We've had many arguments about this.
Well, it's a good subject, so we'll continue arguing and debating the shit out of it.
You can come in and we'll argue more, see?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, girl. Love you. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks for calling.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye.
She's awesome.
Yeah, she sounds pretty cool.
She's so funny. We've had many arguments about this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I'm like, you're gay. Why are you being so narrow-minded, you ass? You're gay. Like, come on. You know what it's like for people to, like, be against you and say, you know, horrible thing. But, you know, I know she doesn't mean anything by it, but she's awesome.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, we didn't get a hold of your mom, but let's just play her another song.
They say it's your birthday.
Okay.
Yay,
happy birthday, Sherry.
Happy birthday, Mom.
And thank you all for joining us.
Thanks,
great
guys.
Show today. And yes. Stephanie, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Sam.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.